Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Good.
So today we are talking about the EP Carrillo Capa de Sol Robusto Royale. Royal Royale, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a Robusto 5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera La Alianza factory in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is from Ecuador, and the binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. Blended by EP Carrillo. Price point is $7.90. Yeah, cigar was released in July of 2016. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Pre-light was pretty good. So in terms of the wrapper look, medium brown, like a really fine grit, sandpaper-like texture to it. Major veins, well pressed. Seams, although they're visible, but they're tight, so nothing else, lumping up from the bunch or anything. Firm and uniform give present throughout the whole cigar with no soft spots. The head finish off with the really well adhered triple cap. In terms of smelling the wrapper, I got notes of barnyard hay and white pepper, and smelling the foot, pretty like a nose awakening white pepper. So it's like it's there, right? It's like, oh, there's a white pepper. Mixed nuts and cardboard, and cold draw. I mainly got a cardboard hay coming through.
Yeah, wrapper was light brown, quite rustic looking for me. A few raised veins along with some wrinkles. The seams were smooth, but and also fairly well hidden. Head was finished off, like you said, with a well-applied triple cap. The band is gold, red, and orange with some white lettering on it. And I think the updated bands for EP Carrillo are pretty nice looking. The aroma from the wrapper was a light and clean hay, and the foot brought a mix of hay, leather, and some slightly sweet tobacco. And the pre-light draw was kind of a nice creamy leather note to it. So flavor-wise, what was your experience like?
Off the first third, two words come to mind when I first, when I kind of took in that initial, 5-10 draws or so. A toasty and spicy experience. So, mouth draw flavors of toasted dried nuts, the toasted wood, full flavor sharp black pepper spice. On the retro, really fierce black pepper, and a really good amount of richness and toasted wood and dry roasted nuttiness. Finish mixture of that strong black pepper and charred wood, and that finish just really lingered, just really strong, powerful finish, but also very long and lingering. It just went on for minutes. Body medium, strength kind of nearing that medium full range. Moving on to the second third. Primary difference between the first and second third is it's the strength. I felt like the strength has increased to a consistent medium full, starting from the beginning of the second third. Mouth flavor still. Full flavored notes of toasted wood, black pepper, and a rich nuttiness. On the retro, still gets that really fierce and intense black pepper and that same richness in toasted wood and roasted dried nuttiness. Finish still has that same black pepper, but it started to kind of back off a little bit and was mainly driven by a long and lingering charred wood note. Body still medium. Now, moving on to the last third. Still gives it that pretty like powerful, powerhouse kind of a delivery, meaningful strength, full flavored, mouth draws. It started to show that spice decreasing just a little bit, but still a very distinctive black pepper note in addition to that toasted wood and roasted nuttiness. Pepper still fierce on the retro, so it's most recognizable on the retro, in addition to that same richness in the toasted wood and roasted nuts. Finish continues to be lengthy, still driven off that black pepper and charred wood. Body finish off at the medium mark. So overall, a surprisingly powerful delivery of flavors.
Yeah, initial draws for me brought a slightly charred wood along with a mild baking spice. And then a quarter inch in, a little nuttiness joined in with the charred wood and the baking spice. Half an inch in, char lessened a little bit while the mild baking spice and the nuttiness continued on. And the retrohale was a mix of wood and that nuttiness. At an inch in, the char increased to its original level again, while that baking spice and nuttiness were maintaining their levels. And that's kind of how the first serve finished out with. And strength level was right at medium. Getting in the second third, baking spice and nuttiness kind of dropped from the profile, just leaving that charred wood, which carried a slight bitterness to it. Retrohale still carried some nuttiness along with the wood note. And then a quarter inch in, that nuttiness returned to the profile, which kind of pushed the bitterness out. 3/4 of an inch in, some cream joined in to the profile, that enhanced that wood and the nutty notes. As the third came to a close, the wood, the nuttiness, and the cream were continuing on, while that retrohale gained a little bit of a coffee note to go along with the wood and the nuttiness. And the strength was, again, right at medium. And getting in the final third, a little mustiness entered the profile, kind of mixed with the wood and the cream, and the nuttiness had gone away at that point. Quarter inch in, wood takes on a bit of a young green profile, and that mustiness still remained there. And then in a half inch in, that wood lost that young note and kind of went back to that standard profile along with the musty note. And as the cigar was finishing out, the wood again went back to a slight young green note, and the mustiness was continuing on. And the strength increased just a little bit to be slightly above medium. So getting into performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
The burn was really good, slightly flowering ash in a wavy burn, but you know, never did an ash drop on my lap without me self tapping it. So average inch and a half inches. So really good. Most importantly, I never had to touch up the burn to any extent. So very good burn. In terms of draw, I rated a regularly just good. I thought that it was a little loose and effortless for my liking, but the good thing is I rarely focus on the draw, and it didn't hinder any of the experience of the flavors.
Yeah, the burn line was slight wavy for me through the first two thirds. Then in the final third, the cigar went out on me and required a relight, and it just seemed to not want to really burn very well through that final third. Ash did hold on to one-inch increments. In regards to the draw, though, it was absolutely perfect. Just the right amount of resistance that I prefer, so no complaints at all in regards to the draw. So overall, what were your thoughts on the cigar?
I thought the cigar was a really rich and full-flavored experience, and that took me by surprise. I admit that I haven't really tried AP Carrillo ever since he kind of rebranded it. But the AP Carrillo that I knew from back in the days, I don't really recall any of them being powerhouses. So it surprised me to that extent. I think, you know, a little, I guess, perhaps a word of caution is maybe eat a pretty good meal before you smoke the cigar. I had like 60 grams of protein powder like 30 minutes before this, and I felt that strength kicking in pretty fast. The great thing about the cigar is I feel like, yeah, it was on the stronger side, but it wasn't stronger just to be for the sake of being strong. I thought it had a really good, you know, cast of really full flavor strength that accompanied that strongness. So, and strength. So, yeah, I liked it. I'll definitely smoke more of these if I had the chance.
Yeah, the cigar had a core set of flavors. Not much transition for me, but the flavors were good. Primarily woody with some baking spice, creaminess, nuttiness were the accompanying notes. I had some burnish using that final third, which I think it did affect the flavor a little bit in that final third. But I tend to find that cigars from AP Carrillo do better with a fair amount of time on them, like a year. So I'm kind of curious if that's going to be the case with this cigar. But I definitely think that this cigar is ready to smoke now. It's not something that you have to sit down or anything like that. But I'd just be curious what more age would do to this thing. I think if you like medium strength and a woody profile, well, medium strength for me, but apparently June was hammered over the head with this cigar. So, I think it's definitely one to check out. I could definitely see myself smoking more of these. I'm a little bit surprised by the difference in strength profile between our two cigars.
Yeah. Usually you and I have been pretty in line with that for the last half a year or so.
Yeah. What you need to track down is you need to track down an AP Carrillo East Dunner.
By now, you're
probably not going to find one that doesn't already have a couple years of age on it. But when those first came out, those were some powerhouses, but... I digress. Getting into the scores, we were very close on this. You gave it a 6.80. I gave it a 6.73. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matches well. I basically enjoyed it in terms of the flavor offering. I rated it good all across. Overall, good construction. It was overall a good cigar. That sounds right.
Yeah, I agree with you. We had a slight difference in the final third score. I had mine one level down than yours. We kind of evened out pretty much in regards to the construction and stuff like that. So we were pretty even in regards to that. But I was a bit surprised by this cigar. Like I said, I typically find that somewhat new AP Carrillo cigars they don't just seem ready to me. So I was kind of not sure how this one was going to be, but it seemed to smoke good. I was quite surprised by it. It's not, I don't think this is a cigar that I've heard anyone really talking about all that much. But I definitely think it was a good cigar. So I'm interested to try more of the new stuff from EP Carrillo. Just kind of see if maybe, you know, there's a lot of things that are just kind of like hidden gems that not a lot of people are talking about. So any other final thoughts from you?
I haven't talked about pairing in a while, but something like this, especially, you know, when we hung out last weekend and we tried like the different booze and whatnot. I think something like something that's so spicy and so like spice and like a toastiness driven, will pair really well with like a higher proof whiskey, like a rye whiskey, for instance.
Right.
I think that'll really bring out especially more of that creaminess and the nuttiness in the cigar. So yeah. Try it.
Interesting. All right. Well, if you're just catching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.